This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott, and you can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. When babies' tongues are tied to the floor of their mouths with a tight band of tissue, it's called a tongue tie, it's often diagnosed by a midwife, then a pediatrician will weigh in, and a lot of times the tongue tie is snipped by a pediatric dentist. And this procedure is being done on more and more children. Joining me now to talk about this is Pulse reporter Tanya English. Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Maiken.
And Tanya, you actually attended a snipping of a tongue tie.
Yes, I was right there. Brace yourself. It's a little hard to listen to.
Okay.
Let's see that tongue.
Giving us a good look at that tongue tie.
Ear, nose, and throat surgeon Heather Nardone has one gloved finger knuckle deep in Maxwell's mouth.
This is Maxwell. His middle name is Leo, and he has two last names, too. His last name is Kessler Reza.
Maxwell is 2 weeks old and not yet 7 pounds. His mom, Esmeralda Reza Vasquez, says from day one, it was hard for Maxwell to nurse. He'd get tired after just 3 or 4 minutes.
Everyone was saying he was really skinny, so then I said we should try a breast pump because my breasts were still really swollen.
Maxwell wasn't gaining weight, so his pediatrician sent him to see a specialist at Nemours Hospital for Children in Wilmington, Delaware.
Hey, Mom, why don't you come over so you can see, too? All right, Maxwell. So I'm looking at that little piece of tissue there. You see that little cord of tissue?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the tongue tie.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's doing is tethering the bottom of the tongue to the floor of his mouth. Okay?
Reza Vasquez and her mom are a tag team, taking turns quieting the baby. Grandmom is a high-strung fast talker. Her daughter is soft-spoken and skittish about what she knows is coming next for Maxwell. Nardone takes out surgical scissors to snip the cord beneath his tongue.
So, Linda's going to help me to open Maxwell's mouth, and then I am just isolating that frenulum under the tongue and using the incision to cut back until we reach the muscle of the tongue. Good, and that's it. I'm going to use a gauze. Put a little pressure on that to stop the small amount of bleeding that there is. And then we'll take one more look and make sure we're happy with the sight. And that looks perfect, so we're all done.
The procedure happened right there in the office, and it's over in less than 45 seconds. Afterward, the doctor dips her finger in sugar water, and Maxwell sucks and calms down quickly. Maxwell had what is commonly known as a tongue tie, meaning the membrane under his tongue, his frenulum, was short and connected all the way to the tip of the tongue.
The medical term is ankyloglossia. In Maxwell's case, I would say he has a severe ankyloglossia.
Because of this, Maxwell couldn't lift his tongue very high or stick it out. Most importantly, he couldn't latch well onto his mother's breast when it was time to eat. Many babies with a tongue tie don't need any kind of procedure, but Maxwell's mom wanted to breastfeed almost exclusively. So the ear, nose, and throat specialist, Heather Nardone, recommended that they release his tongue to improve its motion. An hour north at a busy practice in Philadelphia, pediatric dentist Paul Bond does the frenulum procedure, and he evaluates babies with a possible tongue tie problem.
The tongue has to go out and grab the nipple and, pull it into the mouth. Now, the next big piece is the tongue almost makes this wave, this peristaltic wave motion. So the tongue actually has to almost strip milk from the nipple.
And that's how nursing works. But getting milk from a bottle takes a little less work because there's a built-in protruding nipple and holes at the tip for easy flow. Lots of children with a mild or moderate tongue tie eat from a bottle just fine. But breastfeeding is pretty popular these days. Back in the 1990s, only about 55% of U.S. moms attempted breastfeeding. Today, federal health surveys show that 80% of mothers at least try to nurse. Paul Bond says that increased interest in nursing spotlights a difference in the structure of the mouth that often goes unnoticed unless there's a problem.
So you can hear a small little fan that runs.
Business is so good now that dentist Paul Bond now leads a standalone company called Infant Laser Dentistry. It's separate from his pediatric practice, and he can do as many as 5 frenulum snip procedures a day. To cut the tissue under the tongue, instead of surgical scissors, Bon uses a medical laser.
It's not shooting across the room. It's not dangerous. The folks in the room and the babies all have protective eyewear on.
The laser might not be what you're imagining.
Because, you know, when you say laser to me, I'm thinking Star Trek.
It's a light beam that comes out of here.
Where it's just a beep?
And it produces heat at the very tip of that, and that interacts with the tissue in a focalized spot.
The laser is the size of an electric toothbrush, and it's designed to cauterize the wound as it cuts.
The assistant that's with me is using a suction, and that's right next to the baby's mouth, so it sucks all that, you know, debris, junk, any plume that comes out of that area, right into our suction system.
Bon says the mouth heals quickly, and the risk of infection is very low. In surveys of physicians and lactation consultants, there's disagreement about when and if a tongue tie should be divided to help with breastfeeding.
For as best we could probably study these things, there's evidence out there that it does help.
I'm at one of Dr. Bond's patients, 6-month-old Ellis, at his home with his mom. Ellis is a good eater today, but his mom, Catherine Gajewski, says at first, pain during nursing was a big problem.
I would say day one, latch one. Pretty immediately it started to hurt.
Ellis seemed like he was chomping instead of teasing out her milk.
Gosh, it just feels like this beautiful tiny being is rubbing your nipple raw.
Ellis is a sturdy climber with ruddy cheeks and a fuzz of brown hair. Strangers, microphone cords, nothing fazes that kid. Early on, Gajewski had lots of help. She had a doula, her midwife, and frequent visits from a lactation consultant. And still, she and Ellis struggled with breastfeeding.
I had all of, you know, these notions in my head about supplementing with formula and kind of equated that with failure and everything else.
Those first few weeks were stressful, and Ellis was fussy. Looking back, Gajewski is convinced that Ellis was just really hungry. She gave him a bottle, but worried her milk supply would slow, that Ellis would become a lazy feeder.
So another concern when you're working through all of this and trying to get to successful breastfeeding is that your baby might start to prefer the bottle over the breast and that you can never kind of get them back to the boob.
When Ellis was 3.5 weeks old, he had the laser procedure to untether his tongue. The doctor prescribed some post-op exercises. Gajewski had to roll her finger around in Ellis's mouth to break up the scar tissue. And she says that was the worst part. The wound was still fresh, it was uncomfortable for Ellis, and unnerving for her. After that, the baby had to relearn how to use his tongue.
It would kind of flop around for those first few weeks after the laser treatment. And then he figured it out, and about 3 weeks after the treatment, things clicked and we were off to the races.
It's not clear that the tongue snip was the fix, but today nursing Ellis is pain-free. The consultation with the pediatric dentist, plus the procedure, cost about $450. Gajewski paid out of pocket and then tried to get Ellis's dental insurance to pay up. That claim was rejected, but she's resubmitting and hopes Ellis's medical insurance will pick up the bill.
All right, Tanya, really interesting story. I have a couple of questions. Do all babies with this kind of issue get their tongue tie snipped?
No, not at all. There's a pretty wide spectrum of connectedness to the floor of the mouth. There's thick tongue ties, short ones, some that are tethered at the back, the front, all different positions under the tongue. No one I spoke with recommends that the tie be clipped just routinely. There needs to be a documented problem, and there needs to be a reason to suspect that the tongue tie is the problem.
And what does research say about the effectiveness of this?
You know, when the American Academy of Pediatrics looked into this, there wasn't a lot of evidence on it. There was one study that did some sham procedures with one group of babies and then gave the real frenulum procedure to the other group of babies. And it was only the babies that got the real snip that improved breastfeeding. So that tells us something. It's important to note, though, that babies have trouble feeding for all sorts of different reasons. And sometimes at the beginning of life, they're slow to gain weight. So you really just have to check with your doctor or consult a lactation consultant to figure out what's going on.
All right. One more question. What about the poor little baby we heard crying so hard at the beginning of the piece?
Yeah, that was baby Maxwell. He's doing well now. A couple weeks after his little procedure, he's nursing well. And his mom says she's pain-free, too.
All right, great. Thank you, Tanya.
Thank you.
Did you like this story? Subscribe to our podcast. It's on iTunes.